Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm excited that you're interested in my apple fritter lady mornings. And I'll tell you, one of the things about the apple fritter lady is that she doesn't want to present. She doesn't want to plan. She doesn't want to script. She doesn't want to put all the makeup on. She doesn't want to showcase anything. It's that she just wants to be who she is and to welcome others into whatever adventure is happening in the moment, whatever, be it a happy, joyful adventure or a sad one or a thoughtful one, a grief-filled one, that she's not interested in selling, in becoming something, in, you know, getting somewhere. She just wants to be alive, you know, in that really human way, and share some of the things that she sees and notices. And that's the spirit of this. And why the apple fritter lady? First of all, I don't even like apple fritters, so that's a funny thing. But a long time ago, it was about 9 years ago, I was at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk crying my eyes out. It was my birthday, and I had just found out that a job that I really, really wanted, this writing job, that I didn't get. And I was feeling like such a loser. Like, I couldn't make anything happen. You know, I couldn't make enough money. I couldn't keep my marriage going. There were just so many things that I felt like I was failing at. And I was just that, you know, watery, blubbery mess that happens sometimes. And yet, I love the boardwalk. For those of you who don't know, Santa Cruz Boardwalk, it's colorful, it's fun, there's rides, it smells like a carnival. And so when I was walking around, I did pass an apple fritter stand, and I just realized that there was this whole me who didn't have to succeed in sort of the ways that I'd always expected myself to succeed. And I didn't have to become someone, that there was someone that I already was that person. I was this person who loved the boardwalk. I love the colors. I love the smells. I love the ocean. And I had this whole fantasy about becoming the apple fritter lady. And I would live in a little shack near the boardwalk, you know, and I would have this orange fat tired bike that I would ride to work, and stacks and stacks of great fiction. You know, books would just be all over my place, you know, and at night I'd make popcorn and I'd read and I'd write stories and I'd sing myself, you know, to sleep. And, you know, I was like, I could just see her, you know, this apple fritter lady. She'd like hop on her bike in the morning and she'd be wearing crazy combinations of clothes. You know, they didn't have to match. There'd be polka dots and stripes, and she'd have like vintage clothes and modern clothes and orange dotted chiffon scarves and lemon tulle skirts and striped fingerless gloves and clunky boots. She would just be her, you know, nobody watching, nobody, you know, no like online, hey, here's who I am. And I remember feeling like, you know, I didn't need anything. I was just be me. I would just be me. And, you know, my goal, if I had one every day, would just be to connect with people, to share what I saw, you know, to make people laugh at the apple fritter stand. I just really have held on to that image of this apple fritter lady for years now. And I'm turning 50 in the beginning of October of this year. And I decided that I want to bring the apple fritter lady to life. And this is her, right? So this is going to be just her. And sometimes she's going to be fun and wearing those bright, crazy clothes. And some days she might just be dressed all in black and be quieter. And she might just be reading a poem. And I don't know. And that's part of it. It's about just showing up the same way, just, you know, leaving you this intro audio, not scripted. It's just showing up like, well, what wants to be here right now? And can I share it with someone who's also, you know, on the other end, maybe just wanting to share little slices of life that are of interest and that make our ears perk up? That's all. As simple as that. Thank you for coming along on this ride. I'm imagining right now hopping back on my fat, tired orange bike and waving to you as I head out.